Books on Tape presents Arctic Drift by Clive Cussler and Dirk Cussler. Read by Scott Brick. In memory of Lee Hunt. And yes, there really was a Lee Hunt. A dear friend, bon vivant, wit, and madcap Don Juan who had a way with women that made him the envy of every man in town. I killed him off in the prologues of 10 Dirk Pitt books. He always wanted to play a bigger role in the stories, but didn't complain, because he enjoyed the fame. So long, old pal. You were sorely missed. Prologue. Passage to Death. April 1848. Victoria Strait, the Arctic Ocean. The cry rattled through the ship like the howl of a wounded jungle beast, a mournful wail that sounded like a plea for death. The moan incited a second voice, and then a third, until a ghoulish chorus echoed through the darkness. When the morbid cries ran their course, a few moments of uneasy silence prevailed until the tortured soul initiated the sequence again. A few sequestered crewmen, those with their senses still intact, listened to the sounds while praying that their own death would arrive more easily. In his cabin, Commander James Fitzjames listened as he squeezed a clump of silver rock in his hand. Holding the cold, shiny mineral to his eye, he swore at its luster. Whatever the composite was, it seemed to have cursed his ship. Even before it had been brought aboard, the mineral carried with it an essence of death. Two crewmen in a whaleboat had fallen overboard while transporting the first sample rocks, quickly freezing to death in the icy Arctic waters. Another sailor had died in a knife fight after trying to barter some of the rocks for tobacco with a demented carpenter's mate. Now in the last few...